FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and we are back with Mike Gazzola, the master of digital marketing. And imagine that you can find products all over the world, get them at highly discounted prices, sell them on Amazon and other sites, and make gross profit margins of 80% or more. I know it sounds hard to believe. Up until a few months ago, I wouldn't have believed it myself, but I had the honor of accompanying Mike and Matt on a trip to China, and now my partners and myself are actually doing it. So Mike, welcome back, and I still can't believe that I'm an international trade mogul, aspiring international trade mogul.
Yeah, and you know, internet marketing has been my passion for the last 15 years. But if you would have told me even 3 years ago that I would be, you know, crushing it on Amazon, I would have thought, you know, I don't know about that. And honestly, I mean, internet marketing is my thing. I love internet marketing, but the specific skill set of doing really well on Amazon is just a process. And then elevating that to the next level and being an e-commerce guy like I am, which is all about using and leveraging the power of the internet to sell your products without a brick and mortar store or trying to guess what products work. That's what a lot of people think. And I'm excited to dispel that myth with you right now, because a lot of people think, yeah, but I need to have this genius product. I need to have the right product that, and how am I going to compete against other people out there? In our next show, we're going to dig into the marketing. But in this show, I want to just teach everyone out there exactly how do you find the right products that sell well, and how do you do this systematically and without having to guess what works and guessing what doesn't work?
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about. And really, when we use those tools to analyze the products that are selling on Amazon and really understand the margins involved, and then you use the other tools to figure out how much it's going to cost you to create similar products, if not better, I mean, it really just becomes very clear the steps that you need to take to really succeed at this.
Yeah, and that's right, because really, I mean, there's so many other metrics, and I go into great detail. When you go to AmazonSecrets.net, I give you some really cool training videos. But today, the things that you really want to know, and any product, I don't care what it is, there's some super hot products out there right now. And there's so many products that, you know, to me, I want to know that I can at least 5 times my money, but there's so many products where you could 10, 15, 20 times your money. It's just, and if you're anything like me, it's you want to do a combination of something that you're passionate about, or if the numbers were there, you might become even more passionate about that product, even if you aren't initially. So what we want to know is, does it sell well? Can I compete? And are the margins there? And today we're going to talk about how do you methodically go through those 3 steps and find the right product that makes sense. And I'm going to teach you guys how to do this manually. And I'm also going to teach you how to use a software. And it's an amazing software. And we'll get into the software and I'll explain how that works. But if you go to AmazonProductFinder.com, and what you'd want to do, this is if you're looking to use the software that we're about to talk about. It's not my software. It's just the number one software that I've ever found. And that's after generating 7 figures online. And this is the only software I use. Now, if you don't want to invest in software, the best plan, the one that I recommend, and it's not a long-term commitment. You could do it a month, 2 months, 3 months, and just kind of vet and find a bunch of products, maybe things you're already thinking might make sense. But I don't care if you've never done e-commerce. I don't care if you've never had a side business. This is just about getting started. And if you go to the AmazonProductFinder.com, I'm going to teach you guys how to use that software to kind of save the legwork, but I also want to show you how to do this manually. And if you're not ready to start getting into software and things like that, I still want you to know how you can kind of get about 10 to 15% of the same information, but do it in it all manually, right? The software is just, it kind of just eliminates, you know, hours and hours and hours of legwork, and time is money. So the quicker you can get to the bottom line, the better off you're going to be.
Oh, yeah. And we see there's so many segments there. You need to be able to start someplace, right? You can't just start. You got to have some guidance. You got to have a roadmap that will show you how to uncover those opportunities, because otherwise you're just going to be going crazy on it.
Yeah. And this is a subject I touched on maybe 2 months ago. And this is the one subject that I teach that people seem to gravitate to. They want to know, how does it work? How do I do this? How is this something that isn't just for the 1% of internet marketers, but something that, I hate saying this because a lot of people think that that's BS, but the truth is something anyone could do. Now, if you don't have the drive, if you don't have the motivation, if you're just somebody out there that is one of those negative people, we all know them, then just hit stop right now or hit pause and just stop listening, because you're never going to appeal to 100% of the people. And that's the truth. I mean, literally, I honestly feel that 40, maybe 35% of the people that are listening right now could do this. The others just can't get out of their own way. They have so much negativity in their life. They've been beat down by the economy, by their job, by their loved ones, which is, it sucks to say that, but
sad.
They've been so beat down that they're probably not in a position to be open-minded and trainable and coachable and teachable, that there might actually be a process out there that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, you got to make the decision that you want to do something else, that you want to succeed. And then you look around and you find what's going to give you the best shot at doing it. What is the best opportunity? And yeah, international trade. Look, international trade has been growing. Yeah, the past few years, it's been growing at a slower rate, but it keeps going higher and higher. And it seems that there's no limit to the demand by people for new and different products and high value products as well.
Yeah. And the truth is, you know, just a couple of years back, I would have never thought I'd be going to China, importing products from China. I knew I was a pretty dang good internet marketer, which kind of separates you from the pack. I knew that only based on the fact that I had generated several seven figures through internet marketing, right? So now it's just kind of taking that niche that I loved about internet marketing and kind of tying that into finding the right products. And initially, I never thought I'd go to China, and I thought I'd, but it's kind of like you backtrack, right? Like you start at a place that you already feel comfortable with. Then you kind of master that place you're comfortable with. Then you kind of backtrack, and then you start thinking like, hey, this source that I'm buying from, maybe I can get it a little cheaper. Hey, wait, maybe I can get shipping a little cheaper.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Maybe I could leverage this thing called Amazon. You know, maybe I can take this business. So it's baby steps, right? And that's why everyone in the inner circle, we follow to a T. It's the same process I follow, the 16-step process. And next time, Carrie, that we do the show, we're going to talk about marketing, because you might have the best product. You might think that you're unstoppable, that you have something that's going to crush it. But you got to remember, the people that are first to the market in anything, they're the ones that are going to get the arrows in their back, right? Those are the people that, you know, they have to go through the trial and error. They got to take all those arrows in their back, and they might succeed, but they might get so many arrows in their back that they end up failing. And it's just about, I'm the kind of guy, I want to see what has results, what has verified results. I want to know three things. Does it sell well? That's the first thing I need to know about a product. I don't want to be first to market. I don't want to be a guy that is an inventor or tries to create the next big thing. To me, that's risky. Yeah. I want to know, does it sell well? Can I compete? And are the margins there? That's all I need to know about any product. And today, right now, we're going to talk about how do you find those things. But first, let's talk about how do you do it manually.
Yeah, well, you really raise a great point, Mike, because hey, if you're going to go competing against Amazon head to head in a product category that they dominate, you better have a pretty good marketing plan, or you could be heading for major problems or disappointment.
That's right. And that's why, you know, you'll see some products and you'll say, okay, I can't compete on that product. But you're going to see a lot of products that you're like, wow. And when I say, can you compete? Here's a couple of criteria I want to know. Do you have less than 50 reviews? Because I know that if I find a product, it sells well, the margins are there, and they have 50 or less reviews, and they're doing at least 10,000 a month, I know I can compete. That's my formula. I'm not saying that that's the perfect formula for you, but what you're going to see through the AmazonProductFinder.com is there's products that have less than 10 reviews that are doing 25, 30,000 a month. And our inner circle, you know, and you're part of that just by coming to China and being part of the group. We have over 450 people in our own private Facebook group. And those people in our Facebook group, we're there to support each other. People are just literally, they're becoming hot new releases. So to me, let's get to the point is that if I see a product that has less than 50 reviews, knowing that the strength of our inner circle has over 450 people in it, they're all like-minded. They're all in the same exact place. We're all in this together. You know, we're a wolf pack. And the strength of the wolf is in the pack, and the strength of the pack is in the wolf, right? So even though we're all independent business people, independent entrepreneurs, we lean on each other for support. We make this so much better than just one guy trying to crush it. So remember these things. Does it sell well? That's what we want to know. Are there people doing $10, $15, $20, $25,000 a month? Is that out there? And I'm not trying to pump someone else's software. I'm just telling you, we're going to talk about how to do this manually. But if you go to AmazonProductFinder.com, you go to the $99 business plan. I know it's $99 a month. That's a monthly charge that you're going to pay. And there's no commitment. So when you go to the page, take it off yearly, go to monthly, use it for a month, 2 months, 3 months. But use this tool to find, because it's going to blow you away. And in the free training series that you guys get when you go to AmazonSecrets.net, I show you how to use this tool, but let's talk about it right now. So the first way to do this is anybody out there, regardless of software, if you go to Amazon.com right now, you're going to select, and that's where the manual effect comes into play. So first, I want to talk about how do you do this manually. You just start searching by categories. So go to sports and outdoors, go to pet supplies, go to all these different subcategories. I don't care if it's survival. I don't care. These are just, I love some of these categories that I'm sharing with you guys. I love fitness. I love sports and outdoors. I love survival. I love pet supplies. I love home and kitchen. These are just things that I already know are really good niches. But to take it a step further, what you do, so if you don't want to invest in any software to see how much money they're making a month, you don't want to know what is their gross profit per month. You don't want to know what their net profit is per month. If you don't want to know any of those things, you could just simply take what's called the BSR, the bestseller rank. You could scroll through Amazon. You can make a spreadsheet. You could say, okay, the BSR bestseller rank on this product is X amount. This product is X amount. You can see their reviews. So you could say, wow, well, this fella right here, they have 15 reviews and their BSR is 1450 in home and kitchen. That's really good, but you might not know that, right? So that, and but you could do this manually. You could seriously go to every single category. You don't need any software. You could take it a piece at a time. You could start to compile a list of BSRs, and you can kind of start to analyze after spending 40, 50, 60 hours doing it. You can kind of analyze about what they'll be making per month. But That's the manual way to do it. And there's nothing wrong with that. Some people love doing that kind of stuff. But when you go to AmazonProductFinder.com, the difference is you could just say, you could select a category, let's say home and kitchen. You could put in your criteria, meaning I want to see products with 0 to 50 reviews. I want to put in products because I also like products that sell for $50 or less. That's me. I'm not saying you're not going to make a ton of money selling $80, $90, $200, $300, $400 products. I'm not saying that. I'm only telling you my criteria. I want stuff that sells $50 or less. I want products that have 50 reviews or less. So what's so cool about the Amazon Product Finder is you just put in this criteria. You say, I want to screen pet supplies. I want to screen home and kitchen. I want to screen sports and outdoors. And all you do is you put in, I want to see 0 reviews to 50. I want to see $0 to $50. I personally, let me correct that for a second. I personally don't want to sell anything through e-commerce or Amazon or any other method that sells for less than 10 bucks.
Right.
So for me, I put in price $10 to $50. And now you want to know, are the margins are there? And we're going to talk about that in just a moment, but let me just finish this topic. So what's so cool, you put those criteria in, you click one button, and then it'll show you thousands of products immediately that meet that criteria. Now, what I want to do is I want to sort that by their sales per month. So what I do is when I see products that are making $60, $70, $80,000 a month that have 50 reviews or less, I know that has already met two of my three criteria, okay? And you do that for every category. I know you've tried this, Carrie. You use the same software that I've mentioned.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'd be lost without that software. And yeah, for the value you get from it and what you can learn, market intelligence and product intelligence, and see what your competition is doing. I mean, it is invaluable. I don't see how anyone could do it without it. I guess there are people who do. They like to manually sift through all the data, but you can just pick one product. It'll give you all the sellers, or you can pick one seller and it'll give you all their products, and you can see exactly what they're doing. So when you see these really capable, adept sellers who are really crushing a category, you know that their products, you pretty much have, you know, within 10%, you know what their sales are, you know how much they're doing, and you know that that this thing is going to be a successful introduction, successful product, and it just gives you so much of a benefit. I don't see how anyone could do it without it, Mike.
Yeah, and then the only last thing I need to know is, are the margins there? Mm-hmm. So, and exactly like you said, so when you're on the Amazon Product Finder site, it's actually going to show you the listings of the people that are doing those numbers. They're doing the $25, $30, $40, $50,000 a month. They have less than 50 reviews. It's actually showing you their listing, which is so cool. So the only third question we need to answer is, are the margins there, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you guys a super cool tool. Now, me and the entire Inner Circle, we have a team of 26 people that are working around the clock in China, sourcing these products, handling all the shipping and all that good stuff. Just like I talked about on the last shows, how do we get cost-effective shipping? How do we get cost-effective packaging? How do we know how to properly package a product? How do we package for profit? That's one of my favorite things, is packaging for profit. It's like maximizing your profit based on the packaging. And we have so many super cool success stories on people that made the very best packaging that are just crushing it right now. There's students that are doing better their first 3 months than I even did my first 3 months, which I take a lot of pride in that, because absolutely, it's like, I have the arrows in my back. Remember, I was talking to you guys about the arrows in your back? I have those arrows in my back because I was at the forefront of diving out there and just going after the biggest sellers that, where I knew I could compete, where I knew I had the margins, where I knew it could sell well. And I just went after it. So did I make mistakes? Definitely. I've overpaid for shipping. I've overpaid for packaging. I overpaid Amazon ads because I didn't know how to market. on Amazon. Of course, I'm an internet marketer. I've generated multi seven figures marketing online, but I didn't have that Amazon niche nailed. So after I took a bunch of arrows in my back, now I have that process down. So let's get to, so now you find a really cool product. You know it sells well because you see. So what I'm looking for is if I see a seller is, let's just give an example. I see they're doing 150 grand a month. They have 1,000 reviews. That's one thing. But if I see the same product, they might only be doing 20, 25,000 a month, but they only have 50, 40, 30 reviews. And there's multiple sellers that are doing really well with under 50 reviews. I know I can come in and shave off from the biggest sellers. I'm just trying to chisel away at these guys and in a humble way, take their sales, right? By offering a really good product at a good price, best packaging, and being in that product cheaper than my competition, right? Meaning after shipping, after packaging, having my people in China, just going to every single manufacturer, just whittling down my COGS, right? My cost of goods sold. I'm going to whittle that down the best I can, and then I'm going to outmarket my competition. And it's a 16-step process, but on these podcasts, my idea is to help as many of you as I can. I know a lot of you listening right now are going to apply to be part of the inner circle. A few of you will be accepted, a lot of you won't. So with that being said, now it's about how do I find? So I'm going to give all of you guys a really cool tool because I can't personally train all of you one-on-one group training. I can't have all of you on my weekly trainings where I connect with all of you guys live. So now you need to know, are the margins there, right? So all you have to do a preliminary check to see if the margins are there, you go to Alibaba.com. Right. So you go to Alibaba.com and now you just enter that same exact product that you already found. Sells well. You know you can compete. Now you need pricing. So what you want to do when you use Alibaba, first of all, click the tab that says trade assurance. That way you know that you have trade assurance and you can read all about that. It's on the Alibaba site. But basically, it's like a layer of protection. Us Americans, people in Canada, Australia, UK, those of you that are listening to me right now, this is just an extra level of protection when you're doing business with somebody that you don't really know. Go to the trade assurance. It just gives you that extra layer of protection. And you search. So now, you got to remember this too. It's kind of like going to a car dealership, right? You might see in the Mercury News that they have a Honda Accord for 15 grand brand new, right? That's kind of like the bait and switch, right? You know you're going to go to that car dealership and there's no $15,000 Accord. They had one of them and they sold it right before you got there, right?
Oh yeah, we've all seen that one. Happens all the time.
Yeah, and that's the old bait and switch, right? So you got to understand they're doing the same thing on Alibaba. So what you want, though, how do you avoid that? Is there's a tab, any product you look at, there's something that says contact seller. And write this down, guys. This is really important. You want to just make like a form email, right? Do it in Notepad or on Microsoft Word. Write out this form email that I'm going to tell you. Like mine would say something like this. Hey, it's Mike here. I've been selling online, doing e-commerce for several years, which is all true about me, but it's a really good form letter. I would like to get a price quote on such and such product. What is your MOQ? MOQ is just like a short way to say minimum order quantity, right? What is your MOQ? And then period, new paragraph. How much would my pricing be if I ordered 1,000? And these are just my benchmarks. If I ordered 1,000, 2,500, or 5,000 of this product. A lot of times what you're going to find is there's not much of a price difference between ordering 1,000 or 5,000 of them. But I always like to know that pricing, right? Because maybe they say, let me just give you a super rough example. It's one of the products I love. I see people with under 10 reviews doing 30, 40, 50,000 a month. It's called a fidget spinner. You've all seen them. It's one of my products. Go to 7-Eleven, go to Circle K, go anywhere, go to the car wash. You can't not see these fidget spinners. Yeah. And they sell them for $8.99, $9.99, sometimes $6.99, and those will be the garbage ones. I get a super high quality one for about $1.20, right? So the margins are there. I know I can compete. In fact, I do compete. I know it sells well. They sell incredibly well, but I'm not saying like copy me, right? I'm just using an example. Last time I mentioned this on another video, 10 people in my inner circle started selling fidget spinners, and they, and there's so much room in that niche. I'm not saying don't copy me, but if I mention a product, feel free to copy me. Okay. I'm just telling you that if I mention it, you can copy me, but it means a lot of other people are going to copy me too. And I was at the forefront of this. I was talking about fidget spinners, how amazing they sell, how every kid in America is going to have one. It's the yo-yo of the 80s, right?
Unreal.
I remember I'm an 80s kid. Those yo-yos, it was like three or four yo-yos. I'm trying to do the tricks, right? You might have even, in your generation, in the 60s.
We had the Duncan Hines yo-yo. Imagine if you could have sourced it from China back then and sold it in the U.S. Those things were like $10 each. They were the Cadillac of yo-yos. But now you can get them for pennies.
That's right. Now, and I'm not saying that this wave is gonna last, but they've only been mainstream for a couple months now. And trust me when I tell you, the profits I'm gonna gain on these fidget spinners is gonna be insane. And I'm just being upfront because I don't care if you compete because the demand is so high. I drove on my way to the office today. I drove by and 7-Eleven had a lawn sign that said fidget spinners. 7-Eleven, right? Now, all of a sudden, they're in the fidget spinner business. So who knows? But I know for sure with the pricing I can get, it's just a guaranteed winner. And there's no way to possibly lose money, in my opinion, in my brain, right? For me, I know it's just impossible. So with that being said, right? So what we want to know is, are the margins there? So what you do is you actually submit a quote, just like I was reading in that line. I want, what is your MOQ? What is my pricing if I order 1,000, 2,500, 5,000? What's the estimated time of delivery? And one last sentence that a lot of people forget is, what is the MOQ, minimum order quantity, to add my logo to the packaging, to redesign the packaging? And guys, on Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, you can have your entire packaging, a brand new logo, all that done for $5. And I know that seems hard to believe, but you absolutely can. Fiverr.com, F-I-V-E-R-R. That's not my site. Again, a lot of people think if I mention one of my resources, it has to be my product. Everything I've mentioned today is not my product. I'm only telling you what I use. Now, then I close it out. Please send me this pricing information ASAP. And then the last thing, PS, please let me know, what is the production time of this product? So that way I know.
That's
a lot of times it'll be 7 days, 15 days. It might be 30 days. But if you make that same form email and send it out right away, so you find a product. So again, AmazonProductFinder.com. You go there. You let the filters figure out based on price points, based on reviews, and you could even put, I don't even want to see a product that does less than 10 grand a month. So I want to see it does at least 10 grand a month. I want to see it has 50 reviews or less. And I want to see that the price point is 10 to 50 bucks. You could do that and you will see thousands of products, right? So if your question is, I don't know what to sell, that's great. Don't know what to sell. Simply go online and you will know what sells well in a matter of moments. And after you've used the software for 2-3 months, you found 50, 60 products. If you're in the inner circle, we'll vet those with you. We'll send them to our team in China. We'll get the very best pricing. And at the same time, have Alibaba compete for even lower pricing. And it's just, it gives you the highest advantage you could possibly have. And then we do the other 15 steps. How do we outmarket the people that are there right now? What things do we do to make sure that we outmarket all of our competition? I am not scared of competition. In fact, I thrive on competition. I like competing against the big boys because I love taking my piece of the pie. And it's just, I don't know if you would call it a game because, you know, the dollars you generate, that's just your scoreboard, right? If you love doing something and you're making money doing it, it's like you just do it. You love it. You know, I retired, you know, when I was in my mid-20s, and all I've done is e-commerce since then. And I honestly couldn't imagine doing anything else besides this.
Hey, well, it's such a great point because, look, you get to deal with people all over the world. It's kind of jazzy, the whole concept of buying products from halfway around the world, matching them up to consumers over here in the U.S., and getting richly rewarded in the process. It really is one of those dream careers, if you ask me.
So, yeah, I mean, so in a nutshell, I told you guys all about sourcing. If you wanted to check out some free training videos, just go to AmazonSecrets.net. I'll let you guys see my free video report, and then you'll be on the list. If you want to apply, you want to be part of the inner circle, that's cool. Remember, we only train 100 at a time, so it's definitely not a sales pitch to get you in the inner circle. But those of you that are the right fit and you feel like you're hungry to do this, I'll be there to support you. We hook up every single week. You actually have me on your cell phone through an app called Voxer. You're able to ask questions. You're able to connect. And every single Monday, we do our live training. And there's nothing I'd rather do than show people how to do this. And a lot of the skeptics, they say, Mike, why would you teach this to anybody? You know, you're creating competition. Well, that would be pretty dang arrogant to think that me, one little peon with millions of sellers already on Amazon, that I could in any way create competition for myself, right? Because there's already millions and it's going to 10 times in the next 10 years. So it's just about doing what works, doing this in a systematic way, a methodical way that just you follow the process. It's the same process I follow. And just through these podcasts, I get an overwhelming amount of people that are like, Mike, you really opened my eyes. This has been amazing. Like, thank you so much. And I enjoy doing this. You know, if I spend a few hours a week helping, even if I just helped one person, that is rewarding because it's fun for me. This is something I actually love doing.
Hey, and that's the key. If it's something you love doing, it's useful, and it's profitable, what's stopping you from doing it? Anyway, Mike, hey, we'll talk to you next week. We'll see what happens here. Keep the emails coming, and that's it.
All right, yeah, thanks a lot. And next time we talk, we'll talk about marketing.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.